Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Larry Richard with news from the president considering joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites. This is not a full agreement among the president's closest advisors. CBS correspondent Ian Lee.
The United States has bases throughout the Middle East. So far, Iran hasn't directly targeted those bases. If the United States strikes Iran, those bases could then be targeted, putting U.S. personnel at risk. And so that is one big consideration.
Day six in, that is a new twist and a new concern. Joining us, we'll call him Danny. He's a security professional in the private sector who lives in the region. Raised here, spent much of his 20s, though, living in Israel, where he also gained Israeli citizenship, completed his master's at Tel Aviv University in security and diplomacy, and then fulfilled his mandatory service in the Israeli army. He has returned to the region, very heavily involved in the Pittsburgh Jewish community. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
You probably have more insight into what it's like, obviously, to be in Israel during many challenging times, and now a no travel restriction, which is pretty rare, right?
It is. It is. Actually, this morning, the Home Front Command just in Israel just eased restrictions, which is absolutely astonishing, given this is only 5 days in. So normal life is starting to return slowly but surely to Israel right now.
I mean, but this is on top of what's been going on in Gaza and the battle with Palestine for so long. It just seems like there's never an end to the potential for hostilities any day in a year.
That's true. And I think the Israelis have become pretty accustomed to that. They're used to it. They're just taking a more aggressive approach now compared to how they did it before October 7th in terms of going aggressively after these potential threats as they emerge, rather than waiting for them to come to them.
You've been dealing with this anti-Semitic rhetoric that has been rapidly ramping up over the last few years. Why do you suppose it is?
I think it's, first of all, it sells from all sides, from the far left, from the far right. It's a way for people to get clout. You see it on social media, people who just generally don't really care about the conflict or shouldn't really care about the conflict, don't really care about anything else in foreign policy, but yet they suddenly, switched from becoming a comedian to latching on to foreign policy, and this is their issue. I think people, this is a driver in itself.
And how is the mood of the Pittsburgh Jewish community? Certainly, the tragedy and what happened at Tree of Life is never going to go away completely or forgotten here, but on a daily basis, what's life like here for Jewish Americans in Pittsburgh?
I would say they're very vigilant, very aware of the threat, even more so after October 7th and just the shooting in 2018 woke everybody up. But since 2023 in October, after the attack from Hamas inside Israel, Threats have escalated considerably. But even before that, you know, Jews here were very well aware of, you know, operating under security. You know, Jewish events have security that's taken into the equation anytime there's an event is how much, you know, how much security there is. So right now, just the vigilance has increased even more so. But you just got to keep living your life.
And as a security professional and spending so much time doing that, what are you advising people to do in general?
Personally, I would just, you know, advise, be vigilant first and foremost, you know, be aware of the threat, be cognizant of it, live your life though. But also, you know, be aware of, you know, giving out too much personal information or, you know, anything like that. Something can make anybody an easy target. And basically, yeah, but just, you know, I just can't emphasize enough, just living your life.
Would you travel back to Israel?
For sure. If I had the opportunity, I definitely would. It's very expensive right now to travel to Israel. Most airlines have stopped traveling. There's actually no inbound travel to Israel right now. The only planes that are really coming into Israel are bringing soldiers and other, you know, essential personnel back from abroad into Israel. So it's really not an option right now. But in the future, I definitely would. But the cost is, like I said, it's pretty prohibitive because it's mostly just Israeli airlines that are flying to Israel right now.
And Danny, you spent, is it 2-year commitment mandatory military service?
It's generally 3 years for males, 2 years for females. But when I was drafted into the Army, I was 28 years old.
Oh.
That's 10 years older than everybody else. So my requirement was only 6 months. So I did those 6 months, 3 months in basic training, 3 months in a unit, and then I was out. And that was, you know, at 28 years old, that was enough time.
What was that experience like?
It was fascinating. It really was. I was in a pretty, even though it was only 6 months, I got to be in a pretty unique unit. About half of my unit was Druze from the Druze sector of Israel society, which is an ethno-religious minority group. So they speak mostly Arabic. So I wasn't necessarily amongst Israeli Jews most of the time. It was amongst Druze. So that was a very unique experience. And we had, you know, close daily work with Palestinians and along the borders and stuff like that. So it was a unique perspective that a lot of people aren't afforded.
I'm curious about that because obviously the relationships you built between Muslims and Christians and Jews over that time period, I'm sure, is very beneficial to know, you know, we have a lot of commonalities, and that's what we're trying to get to, is to find a place where we can all meet and be peaceful.
For sure, indeed. And you know, on a personal level, you know, anybody can get along with anybody. I truly believe that. It's once the larger politics come in and, you know, grand strategy and things like that, that's where things get more complicated. But, you know, I worked with Palestinians. I worked with the Israeli Druze. You know, you're around people all the time that, you know, you potentially, you know, may have conflicts with or issues with, but you learn to get along. That's the most fascinating thing about daily life in Israel, to be honest with you, is that there's so many competing sectors of society. But they all manage, generally speaking, daily to just get along with their daily life, which you don't see in the media. And you don't see that on a daily basis on TV or anything like that. But that's the reality of life in Israel.
Well, thanks for letting people hear about it here, Danny. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Be safe.
Yep.
Fascinating.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.